NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County is scaling back its response to the virus as COVID infections continue to fall. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
One of the biggest changes will be the closure of Mesa County Public Health's free testing site at the county fairgrounds, which tested hundreds of people per day during COVID-19 waves. Now it will close March 26th. Symptomatic people will still be able to pick up a free rapid test from the county health department, and COVID Check Colorado testing sites remain open for now. Mesa's health department will also reduce its contact tracing team. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A bill to strengthen security for election equipment has cleared its first committee. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The bill would also ban anyone who oversees elections from knowingly or recklessly making false statements about the election process. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg is the main sponsor.
There are people that work within the election systems, especially at a local level, that potentially pose a threat. And we need to make sure we're doing everything we can that our election system is secure from outside forces as well as internal forces.
The bill was introduced 2 days after Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was charged with multiple felonies for an election equipment security breach. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Rain and snow tonight along the Front Range. Snow showers in the mountains, a chance of showers for the western slope. 52 in Denver, 43 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.